Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman
in association with AIR
on News Talk.
A little earlier on the show, we spoke to Mark Duffy, Fine Gael Senator and spokesperson on transport in the Shannon, about the fact that airlines, in his view, are price gouging soccer fans ahead of those playoffs for the Ireland Republic team in March. Ireland playing, of course, Czech Republic in Prague. And I am joined now on the line by Michael O'Leary, Ryanair CEO. Michael, you heard perhaps what Mark Duffy had to say about price gouging and the unfairness of this and Irish soccer fans being taken advantage of by airlines. What do you have to say?
Good morning, Kira, and sure, listeners. I nearly crashed the car on the M4 this morning listening to that interview. He couldn't be more wrong. What happens at events like this? We have a daily flight to Prague. During the draw, all the remaining seats on those daily flights on the Wednesday, Thursday, Friday were all sold out. So before the draw was even concluded yesterday, we're completely full on our daily flight to Prague. What do we do? We added, before, within an hour of the draw yesterday, we had an extra 15 flights going out to Prague and returning from Prague on that week. Now, the reality of those flights is the returns are empty. So while the prices are more expensive than we would normally charge, and if we really wanted to price gouge people, we would have added one or two extra flights. We added 15 extra flights. Fares are available on those flights between £300 and £400 one way, €300, €400 each way. The return fare would be between €600 and €700. But that has to cover the cost of the empty flights coming the other way. And yes, we would make a profit. It would be a reasonably modest profit, but we wouldn't do it otherwise.
So are you saying, just so people, you're talking about return flights being, you're not talking about the return flights for Irish fans. You're talking about the flights that come here to bring the Irish fans to Prague. Those flights are empty. Is that what you're saying?
No, the extra flights that we had from Dublin going to Prague in the 3 days before the match will all come back empty. And it's a 2.5 hour flight. The extra, the return flights on the Thursday, Friday, Saturday to bring fans back from Prague, those outbound flights to Prague will be empty. So yes, the fares are higher, but people have to understand it is covering the cost of what is basically empty legs.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
It's never too early for Lowe's Black Friday deals. Snag some of our biggest savings of the season right now, like 25% off select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees. And get yourself free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit before the Black Friday rush. Because everyone loves free stuff, right? Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 12/3, while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Okay. I have no way of refuting this, Michael, because I have no idea. I just put in if I wanted to fly myself this morning to Prague on the 26th of March and come back 2 days later. I figured that was a reasonable thing. The cheapest I could get is €700, €671 to be precise.
Yeah.
Is that, do you think, value for money for people? A lot of people will be priced out of the market, and that is what Mark Duffy is complaining about.
You'll find they won't. I mean, those flights will all fill. In fact, I suspect we'll probably add another 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 extra flights when those flights fill to keep the fares down. At what are these are reasonably low fares, bearing in mind that for every extra flight we add both ways, there's 2 empty legs going the other way.
Okay.
And fans have lots of other options. We still have low fares to places like Trieste, like Berlin, you know. But if you want to go direct to Prague,
so you're saying people could go other legs and then get a train or whatever?
Other legs, get trains, get buses, you know, what Irish fans have done over many years. But the response of the, certainly of Ryanair yesterday, was our flights are full. We added not one or two extra flights. We added 15 extra flights each way, and 15 of those return flights will be empty. And that is why the fares are higher than we would normally charge. But a 600 euro return fare is still incredibly good value,
so
compared to the daily fares charged by legacy airlines.
Will there be
Europe.
Great value then for a Czech person who wants to come here on one of those flights and vice versa? Yeah.
We would be selling seats at probably $19.99 and $29.99 and $24.99 for Czech people who want to come to Dublin over those couple of days. But sadly, there'll be very few of them.
Okay. One of the things, you know,
that is the nature of those kind of sporting events. Yes, there's a huge demand to go out to the event and to return from the event. The market works perfectly well because we add all these extra flights. But people have to bear in mind, or we don't, and people always forget, that there's huge empty legs involved with those
all right.
extra flights.
Mark Duffy also said that one of the issues, he said, by the way, dynamic pricing is not illegal. There's nothing you can do. He was more complaining about fairness. But he did say one of the things that was an issue was people kept getting booted off the app or the website as they were about to put things into their cart or into their, you know, pay for things at the checkout, and then get put back and rerouted to the beginning again, where the prices were suddenly more expensive. He said that is an issue. Do we know what happened there? Was it numbers or was there something else going on?
There are just numbers. I mean, if you look at the dynamic, we added about 3,000 extra seats yesterday to Prague, Kira. As of late last night, more than 2,000 of those extra seats already sold. Like, there's incredible demand. The system is responding all the time to huge demand or surge in bookings being made yesterday and the day before. A lot of that, by the way, not being paid by passengers. A lot of travel agents and tour operators are already putting together packages.
No, I'm aware, people getting bounced off the app or off the website, why was that happening?
Very few people got bounced off the app. Like, the app, we have huge capacity. I don't know why one or two people may have been bounced off the app. It certainly wasn't anything to do with the airline. We released the seats, all the seats are priced, and they sell on the first-come, first-served basis.
All right. We will leave it there this morning, Michael. Thank you for coming on, and we're always delighted to have you on with a writer reply to anything that we say about Ryanair. But that is, of course, Michael O'Leary, Ryanair CEO.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.